Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with my producer, Scott Eckersley. Joining me now on the phone, Tom Scott, who's Senior Vice President with the Michigan Retailers Association. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, too, and it looks like retailers had a good holiday season. Some recent numbers are out, and things are looking up a little bit, aren't they?
They did. They came out very well. You know, we sort of knew that just based on what we were hearing. But we didn't get the final numbers until just recently, and they confirmed that the holiday season really was good. It was the best one that we've had in Michigan for more than a decade on a year-over-year basis. So that made us happy. It certainly made the retailers happy, and it gave them some renewed optimism going into the start of this year.
Now, the numbers were up about 11% compared with 2009, and you say year over year. Maybe you can just explain that to folks.
Sure. What we do is these percentages all based on a comparison of the holiday season, the 2010 holiday season compared to the 2009 holiday season. So it's apples to apples. And it was interesting because when we surveyed them back in October and asked them what their projections were for the holidays, it actually averaged an increase of 6%. And we thought, well, that's probably a little over-optimistic. Nationally, the economists were saying it's probably going to be in the 2 to 3% range, which, of course, then as the season went on and things really started to heat up, most of the economists raised their estimates. So it turned out our retailers were a little bit closer to the mark. And in fact, when the results came in at about 11% average, that was almost double what they projected, which we thought was going to be good in itself. So it really was a pretty outstanding holiday season.
Well, yeah, to have that kind of an increase, that's spectacular. No wonder optimism is abound out there.
Yes. Now, of course, you know, to be fair, we have to say that these were up against some pretty weak numbers from the year before. But it's still a year-to-year increase, and that's still very positive.
In the when it says it was the article I read said the largest year-over-year jump since 1994.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a big jump too.
That is a big jump. Yes. So we're very encouraged by that. And you know, obviously, you know what caused this. Certainly, it's the a sense of the improving economy. You know, we have seen things getting better. The unemployment rate is still way too high, but it has come down 2 or 3 points from the same period a year ago. So I think there is more confidence in the economy. People who have jobs, they are probably a little more confident they're going to keep their job rather than, say, a year or two ago when even if you had a job, you're afraid you were going to lose it. So when people are feeling more confident, they are more likely to spend, and you know, I think that's what we saw. There's also, obviously a lot of pent-up demand. We've had some pretty low-spending holiday seasons for the last few years, so people were ready to bust out.
And that follows just common sense, doesn't it? I mean, if you're uncertain and you're not confident about what's coming tomorrow, you're going to hold those purse strings a little bit tighter.
Absolutely right. That's just human nature. When we're uncertain about things, we tend to just, you know, pull in and just really stick to basics.
Well, in some of the numbers that we just kind of discussed on the fringe, more than 3 out of 4 retailers posted sales increases, and half of those reported gains of 5% or more. So The actual numbers were large in themselves.
They were, and it wasn't confined to just, you know, one area or one type of merchandise that was selling. It was really across the board. So that was even better to see that it was a widespread improvement. In the Lansing area, it was Lansing was one of the better areas, with well over half reporting increases, and and very few reporting decreases. So it was good to see.
And that was one of my questions. Were there areas that saw more spending than others? So, and that is even more encouraging that it was all different areas. So it wasn't just certain goods or services.
It really was. And I guess, you know, another reason for the increase that we saw was we really were fortunate on the weather that we had during the holiday season. It was cold. We had some snow. But we didn't get the kind of blizzards that we got after the holiday season. You know, when there is that kind of wintry feeling, then, you know, people are more in the mood for shopping, and they'll buy the more traditional gifts, such as sweaters or even buy boots for themselves. And, you know, I can think back to when we've had some holiday seasons where it's been, you know, it's been 50 degrees or more. And generally retailers don't really like those because although it's easy for people to go out and shop, they're just not in the mood to buy sort of the traditional wintry things.
Certainly. So, the weather gets us in the mood to buy those items. What does the Michigan Retailers Association see in terms of trends? I mean, do you see this continuing as numbers are starting to look up? As you said, jobless rate is down, unemployment is down. Are you seeing all of these things come together?
Well, that's our hope. But, of course, that's the big question is how long will it continue? You know, we're not going to see really sustained, really positive growth until that unemployment number gets down even farther. But it has made an improvement. People are feeling better. The confidence level is higher in all the consumer confidence surveys. So if we can get some good economic activity going and business can start hiring more people, you know, then I think we've got a much better chance of really sustaining this growth.
Well, and certainly people feeling some security and some optimism helps to change those numbers as well. We see that pushing them as well.
Right. Just the early reports, not any of our own hard numbers, but just some earlier reports out there that January turned out to be a pretty good month, too. And even into the beginning of February, even though, of course, we've had some really, really bad weather.
Well, and we're hitting a cold spell again now for a couple of days. It's always, I guess, a little bit surprising to see how the impact that weather, temperatures, or storms have on the shopping.
That's very, very true. Although it's funny because, of course, retailing is so broad and there are so many items for sale that, you know, it sort of cuts both ways. That even when you have bad weather, like you have a lot of snow, of course, then it increases the sale of snow shovels and snow blowers and things like that. But overall, at least in the wintertime, especially at the holidays, you know, retailers like it to be cold, have a little bit of snow that gets people in the mood, but certainly not severe enough so that it keeps them home.
Well, very good. You know, Tom, I appreciate your time tonight, and we'll follow up. We're glad to hear that January and the beginning of February are heading off in a good way as well for retailers in the state of Michigan. I thank you for your time this evening.
Good. Enjoyed it a lot. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. We've been speaking with Tom Scott, who's Senior Vice President of the Michigan Retailers Association. Some good news over the holidays and to start the year in Michigan for retailers. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.